Welcome. You've reached the Brother's Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. The Brother's Journey is where we connect brother to brother, seeking wisdom and knowledge on our way to building understanding. Join the journey with Brother Steve. We will have real discussions and thought-provoking interviews on a wide range of topics for the purpose of creating a winning strategy. Together, we will work to sharpen our vision and encourage action for our kingdom assignment. Now, let's get it.
Welcome back to the Brother's Journey Show. Happy 2024. I'm so thankful to God to have made it to another year. First, I want to extend my sincere apology for the lengthy delay in my show production. You know, I think you understand that when you set out to do something positive, all kind of distractions seems to pop up to get in the way. You name it, I've had to deal with it over the past few months. Dealing with COVID, you know, that came to try to steal my energy, my voice, and the cough. And of course, this coughing hasn't quite let up yet, so getting on the mic had to be delayed for a few weeks, but here I am giving it a shot. But God is faithful, and if you just hold on, you too can overcome any attack thrown your way. You know, I heard it said that all you have to do to fall is let go. It takes strength to hold on and climb. So brothers, that is what I'm doing. I'm moving forward. And it was my plan to kick off the restart during the Valentine's Day season, to speak to you about love. But we know love isn't confined to one day, and you must be intentional about showing love every day. You are blessed with that opportunity. So let's get back into the groove of the Brother's Journey Show. So the signpost for today's episode reads, "It's all about love." Today, Brother Steve will encourage you to make sure you show the ones you love how much you care, how valuable they are in your life, and not to forget to show yourself some love along the way. As always, I start by giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my loving wife Rita, and you brothers for traveling along this journey. I truly thank you for your time and your patience with me through this process. A scripture reference, Colossians 3:12-14 reads, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Here the Apostle Paul is giving guidance on the attributes to strive for and encourage the people to ensure they always wrap everything in love. Have you ever gotten a song stuck in your head? Well, one way I deal with getting a song, I guess, out of my head is to play it to see if I can play it out, if you will. Well, this is what happened to me recently while I was listening to some music. Got caught in one of my favorite old school tunes, and it's a song from the legendary group Earth, Wind & Fire, All About Love. You know, and if it wasn't for the crazy copyright rules, you know, I definitely would have it playing in the background, and I'm not a singer, so I wouldn't dare try to sing along. But that song definitely got stuck. And in that listening it out, I really learned or reactivated my appreciation for it. So I'm going to just kind of quote that as the meat of this episode. It starts out like this. "We never spend time talking to you, so we'd figure we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love. Off the top, the brothers gave us a blueprint on how we should go about this thing called love. We should paint a pretty smile each day, understanding that loving is a blessing. We should never let it fade away, because it's all about love. You should build yourself a true romance with beauty that surrounds you. You deserve just one more chance. It's all about love. Let the light shine all through your mind. Build your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love." Now, talking to yourself is fine, makes you feel much better. but you should know just where to draw the line. That you're bound to fall in love one day, surely, and you need it. Pretty smiles will always say, my dear. So right now, Brother Steve wants to take a moment to run down a couple of things shared by the elements about things we see every day. Now, I want you to stop. Whatever you're doing, just stop, because I'm going to rewrap to you. You know, they say there's beauty in the eye of the beholder, you know, which I say is a natural fact because you are as beautiful as your thoughts, right on? You know, like with us, for instance, you know, we study all kinds of occult science, astrologies, mysticism, and world religions, and so forth, you dig? And like coming from a hip place, all these things help because they give you an inner self. Lord, I can't rap like they do. And like coming from a hip place, all these things help because they give you an insight to your inner self. Have mercy. Now, there's an outer self you got to deal with. You know, the one that likes to go to parties, the one that like to dress up and be cool and look pretty, go on ego trips. So now you got to love you. You got to learn all the beautiful things around you, the trees and the birds. And if there ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty. They wrap it up talking about feelings, talking about beauty. Feelings can't make you feel. You want the feelings that's going to make you believe. That's deep. Brothers, there's a lot going on in this song. Do yourself a favor and reach back and let the elements of the universe rap to you about love. Right on? What I got is they are not just talking about love in the sense of romance between man and woman. They are rapping much deeper into a love for yourself. First, you got to understand that loving is a blessing and all blessings come from above. So you must remember to thank God for the blessings of love. Then you have to build yourself a true romance. Brothers, what I want you to take away from that line is you have to do this yourself. Don't rely on no one to build love for you. Yes, as a man, you need a good woman to share your love with, but you got to love yourself first. You need help. If you need help building that self-love, hit me up and we can talk about it. Once you build that love light, let it shine all through your mind and, of course, during every encounter you have. Trust me, if you are sincere in building yourself the right way, the universe will send the right woman. Brothers, don't be fooled by the counterfeit. This means she has to put in some work herself and is not just looking for a man to take care of her and build her. Having those conversations within yourself and with that trusted individual is what will help you feel better and help you know where to draw the line. Brothers, I want you to really get this. You are as beautiful as your thoughts. So make sure you are filling your mental tank with thoughts that build. I'm taking this suggestion of studying different kinds of sciences, astrologies, mysticism, and world religions for the purpose of learning more of what is going on in the world. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do enjoy learning more about the stars, and I'm interested in how Christianity aligns with other religions. Knowing the truth for yourself is one sure way to ensure you don't get thrown off by someone who can twist facts and events to show you a picture the way they want you to see it. Scripture tells us to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Brothers, we have to know how to handle God's word. Now, with those things to help with your inner self, you have to also deal with your outer self, or as the elements put, the one who sometimes get caught up on ego trips. Brothers, you have to be careful not to allow yourself to get caught up in thinking it's all about you because it's all about love. Pride is a terrible thing. You must keep your eye out for any signs of pride. From this day forward, remember, it's not about you. It's about loving the Lord your God with everything you got, and then loving your brother and sister just as you love yourself. If you are blessed with children and a spouse, they must be your priority. Those within your home first. Don't get it twisted. You have to put in the work to make yourself the best version of you so you can become resourceful, obtain the wealth God has in store for you. But that is so you can provide, protect, and be present for your family. Earth, Wind, and Fire encourage you to love you and learn to appreciate all the beautiful things around you. Seeing God's handiwork in creation is a sure way to understand how much He loves you, His most prized creation. Having a genuine appreciation for simple things like trees and birds help you to build a greater appreciation for that beautiful woman He has blessed you to love. We will have to dive into the concept of feelings on another episode, learning what feelings are, how you deal with them as brothers, and understand how your mate deals with their feelings on a whole different level. Just know you got to control your feelings. Brothers, in this season of love, take the time to make up your mind. It's all about love, starting with you. I've heard relationship experts tell single people they have to learn how to date themselves. Do something nice for you. Be okay with being alone, because if you're building yourself, you may need some time alone to get yourself together. If you are in a relationship, be thankful, but don't lose yourself in your marriage. Make sure you and your spouse talk about taking time for each other to put in some work on your individual goals and dreams. Yes, it's about them kids, but putting everything in the kids will have you one day finding yourself, once they've all grown and gone, looking at a whole bunch of student loan debt, car payments, and a big house, and wondering, now what? I will say it was nice to convert the boys' room into my man cave, and Rita was able to get her own space as well. Just don't forget to take the time to make up your mind that you need to get some of that love along the way. But as I'm going to commit to being back on the grind as it relates to producing episodes. To be 100 with you, sometimes creativity just don't come, and then when life happens, things really get pushed to the back burner, if not put in the freezer. Staying consistent, focused, and committed to doing the work is the key. In fact, scripture tells us, John 9:4, we must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Of course, there's a lot to unpack in that scripture, but for now, take it for its surface meaning, and that the time will come when darkness may impact your ability to see how to work. So get it while you can. I will have to be the first partaker of that advice and get back on the brother's journey and continue to seek where the Father is taking us. Brothers, take a few minutes and go on YouTube or whatever your listening device, listening platform, and listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire, All About Love, and check out the message that was sent way back in 1975. All right, my brothers, we're going to bring this episode to a close. We will continue the journey forward and hang on for the ride to the next level. In closing, I want to encourage you to stay tuned to yourself, your loved ones, and especially God. This is Brother Steve encouraging you to ask for wisdom, seek knowledge, and build understanding. Thank you for your time and attention. Until next time, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Brothers Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. I hope you were inspired and encouraged to put in the work for next level living. Stay tuned for the next episode where we will continue the journey. Tell your homeboys to join the journey to the next level. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings. Brother Steve.